The latest edition of NPR's Books We Love project rounded up hundreds of books to try to give you just the read you're looking for. Today, we're going to talk about some of the books we loved in 2021 about the lives of women. I'm Linda Holmes, and today we're talking about more great books on Pop Culture Happy Hour from NPR. Joining me today is Leah Donnella. She's the supervising editor at NPR's Code Switch. Hey, Leah.
Hey, so good to be here.
It's always a delight to have you. So for anybody who's not familiar, NPR's Books We Love project used to be called the Book Concierge, but whatever you call it, it is a great way to find a book for any occasion, for any reader, for any set of tastes and interests. It is a labor of love and literacy put together by a really wonderful team dedicated this year to our friend and colleague, NPR Books editor Petra Mayer, who died in November. Today, we're going to highlight three books about the lives of women. Let's dive right in with one of Leah's picks. What's your first pick, Leah?
My first pick is a book called A Slow Fire Burning, and it's by Paula Hawkins, who you might know. She's the author of other kind of mystery thriller books like Into the Water and her most famous, The Girl on the Train.
Mm-hmm. So tell me about this book. What happens here?
It's very broadly a mystery. Basically, a young man is found dead on a boat. And so the book follows several people who are connected to him, his aunt, his neighbor, a woman that he briefly dated. And one of the things I really love about this book is that all of the women in it get to be incredibly selfish and gritty and unlikable, which is, I think, something that men often get to be in books, but women less so.
Sure.
So some of the main characters are very vindictive or deeply petty or can be bullies sometimes. And they definitely have redeeming qualities as well. But no one is like a straight up hero.
Yeah. I read this one too. And I like this one too. It's really hard to pull off the sort of three narrator thing that she's doing here, especially when you mentioned this, when you wrote about this, that you kind of don't know who of these three narrators is trustworthy or not. Do you know what I mean?
Totally. Yeah. I mean, and I don't know if this is too much of a spoiler, but none of them is trustworthy.
Yeah.
And they're all kind of lying as much to readers as they're lying to themselves in some of the situations.
Yeah. Okay. So A Slow Fire Burning by Paula Hawkins. Again, one of Leah's recommendations that I can personally second. And speaking of second, Leah's second pick, In the Country of Others, a novel. Tell me about this one.
This one is so good. It takes place in Morocco during the 40s and 50s as the country is fighting for independence from France, kind of both politically and also cultural independence. And it follows a French woman and her husband, who is Moroccan, and eventually their kids. And kind of as the title suggests, all of the central characters in this book kind of find themselves trying to navigate spaces where they don't feel at home or they feel like they're an outsider or another.
Yeah, and this is by Leila Slimani, who people might know from having written this very like buzzy, like think piecey book called The Perfect Nanny.
Yeah, also an incredibly like grim book. I actually talked to her after I read this book. And one of the things she said is that both in that book and kind of all of her work, she's obsessed with thinking through the interior lives of women, and particularly women who are not powerful or famous or have influence in a lot of areas, but women who are just like trying to get through their daily lives and mothers in particular.
As you talk about these two different books, one of the things I like about the picks that you made, and honestly, it's not meant to be just rah-rah, but like these are both, and we'll get to your third one as well. You know, they're about the lives of women, but they're very different books. Because like you said, the Paula Hawkins book is a kind of a thriller, beach read-y, kind of like commercial, maybe you would say, somewhat. Then, you know, this second one, In the Country of Others. Your third pick, I think, continues to make that point, because this is from yet another sort of slice of writing about women.
Yeah. And I think the interesting thing is these first two books are very much about like some of the hardships and complications and bad choices that people can make. And although they're very different, they're both very grim in certain ways.
Right. Yes.
The third book is the opposite of that in almost every way, which I think is really nice.
Yep. Tell me about that one.
Okay. So this book is called Act Your Age, Eve Brown by Talia Hibbert, who has written tons and tons of wonderful romance novels. Mm-hmm. This one follows a young woman named Eve Brown, who is kind of in a situation where she just does not know what she wants to do with her life and can't commit to anything and is feeling kind of listless, which is something that I very much identifying with, especially reading it during this pandemic. And her family's disappointed with her, and she's kind of frustrated with herself. And so the book is kind of her exploring those things and figuring out her life and figuring out kind of what is meaningful to her.
Yeah. This is part of a series, right? There are other sisters in this family.
Yeah, there are three sisters. They're all British. They come from this fabulously wealthy family, and they're Black, and they're a very close-knit family, although the sisters are pretty different. So the first two books in the series kind of talked through the lives of the older sisters. Right. And this one focuses on the youngest sister, who, unlike her older sisters, is struggling a bit more to get her life together. And over the course of the book, you also realize that's in part because she has a bunch of other things that she's dealing with that her older sisters are not.
Yeah. And if you're interested in those two, they are called Get a Life, Chloe Brown, and Take a Hint, Danny Brown, leading up to Act Your Age, Eve Brown. I want to ask you one other thing, which is, we talk so often about the limitations of what kinds of lives get talked about in fiction and even in nonfiction. What makes it feel fresh to you when you come across kind of the lives of women in fiction?
Oh, gosh, so many things. One thing I love is reading books about women who aren't beautiful. Almost every book I read, there's something eventually about like how beautiful the woman is that's a character in it. And so I get really sick of that. And I think it's a really frustrating thing that even in the realm of fiction, so many characters are framed in that way.
Yeah. Especially, I think if anybody ever is going to fall in love with them or be attracted to them, they have to sort of be validated as like, yes, this person is pretty and beautiful and attractive and mm-hmm. whatever, whichever of those words.
Exactly. And I just think like there are enough books like that for the rest of eternity. We don't need any more in my mind.
Yeah. It's also kind of who cares, right? Like, I don't necessarily consider it to be a particularly interesting character point. And I think we all know from experience that people are attracted to and interested in lots of different kinds of women, mm-hmm. whether they are kind of conventionally beautiful or not, especially since what constitutes beautiful in a book is often described kind of the same way.
Totally.
The beautiful hair and the beautiful eyes. And it's always kind of, yes, I understand.
Yeah. And I think even in books where that kind of go out of their way to make people more three-dimensional in other respects, it's like you can have a temper, or you can be bossy, or you can, you know, have all these other things, but like as long as you're beautiful. And I love books that are not trying to do that thing.
I always wind up envisioning the person in my own way anyway. Mm-hmm. It happens so often to me that I will eventually realize, oh, this book said that this person had long, straight brown hair. And I'm like, oh no, but this person reminds me of some actor or a person that I know. So I've been envisioning this person with shoulder length, wavy, reddish hair, and it does not make any difference. Like, I'm always going to see the person as I see them anyway.
Oh, totally. I mean, that was something when I was growing up, like a young Black girl, so many of the books we read in school and so many of the books that we just came across, like, were about white girls.
Right.
And I became very used to just like imagining that the people in the books looked like me or people that I knew in ways that they were like very obviously not described in the books.
Absolutely. Well, if you want to discover even more books NPR loved, visit npr.org/bestbooks. There's a nifty tag called Ladies First that will help you discover even more great books about women's lives. And that brings us to the end of our show. Thank you so much for being here, Leah. You're always a delight.
Thank you so much for having me.
And of course, thank you for listening to Pop Culture Happy Hour from NPR. And we will see you all tomorrow.